relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I'm in a serious mood, dear friends, but let me ameliorate it. Let me lessen it. Let me lighten it with some good news first. It may be today the 1 month anniversary of our losing the man who made shows like America First possible. God bless you, Rush. It seems like longer than a month. But at the same time, the industry is abuzz with the news that they may have found the best person to take that time slot. And I'm very happy for him, Dan Bongino. You know I am. I texted him earlier today. Dan's in negotiations, and I think he's going to close the deal. Nobody replaces Rush Limbaugh. But Dan is a warrior. God bless you. Congratulations, Dan Bongino. Why am I in a serious mood? We did a special YouTube hour-long interview discussion with two of my buddies, Colonel Kurt Schlichter and Gunnery Sergeant Jesse Jane Duff, about an hour ago. And in the middle of it, and it was fabulous, you can go and watch it on our YouTube channel for free, Jeff sent me a story, a breaking story, and I'm going to read it to you and we can talk about it later. The U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Wednesday that the Department of Defense will prioritize lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex people, whatever that is, in its decision-making processes. Not people based upon whether or not they know what they're talking about in terms of destroying our enemies, but your sexual preferences will be prioritized in the decision-making process. I'm gobsmacked. I'm shocked. I'm angry. China is laughing at us. Russia's laughing at us. The mullahs are laughing at us. We're going to discuss and unpack with Jason Chaffetz, Congresswoman Debbie Leshko, Mike Gallagher, Charlie Kirk, Jennifer Horn, Tom Fitton, and you. But first, another massive story. I am honored. I don't do this. I don't open the show with guests. But in this case, I'm going to make an exception because he's a very good friend and he's making news every single day with his new outfit. If
if Biden can call the Pentagon an outfit, I can call Just the News an outfit, because it is important in its commitment to the truth. He is, of course, John Solomon. John, welcome to the opening of America First.
I'm honored. Thank you for making an exception. It's great.
Yeah, I think I'd do this for the president, President Trump, and John Solomon, and very few others.
Oh, God, I'm not in that league.
A handful. All right, but this story is remarkable, You worked it out. So tell us what it is that you sent to me early this morning.
It is pretty remarkable. So about 2 weeks ago, we had a story in Just the News that a major Democratic bundler, a guy named Imad Zuberi, had been sentenced to 12 years in prison for a extensive scheme to route foreign money to Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton. It seemed like an open and shut case of, you know, a Democratic scandal. Keep that in mind. Remember, Joe Biden keeps saying there wasn't a hint of scandal during the Obama years. Well, the Justice Department would like to differ, because they have now convicted Imad Zuberi of routing millions of dollars of illegal foreign money to Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Crime committed. Yeah. Obama, yeah. Biden, Hillary, millions of dollars illegally funneled from foreign actors through this man's offices, Imad Zuberi. Right. And then
he pleads guilty to it.
He goes to prison for 12 years. But you, because you've been in the business for decades and you understand what the acronyms hide, what did John Solomon see in those filings?
There was one document where I think the judge mistakenly left an acronym that stands for the Classified Intelligence Protection Act, CIPA, C-I-P-A. What does that mean? It means that spy agencies and spy information was involved in this case. And the first thing I'm thinking is, how could there be spies involving political donations? There's nothing to do with espionage.
Right.
And so that piqued my curiosity.
So the antennae went up. John Solomon realized there's a bigger story. And what's the bigger story?
Let's start digging. And here's what we found out. That the entire time he was routing money and raising money for politicians and going on trips with John McCain and Lindsey Graham and raising money for Barack Obama, Joe Biden, he was working with U.S. intelligence agencies in a significant way. How significant? There is a filing in the court that is 77 pages long that lays out all of his operations for the U.S. Intelligence Committee going back to 2000. So first off, the first question that comes to mind is, what did the U.S. intelligence community know about his activities while raising money and hanging around with Barack Obama and hanging out? There's a picture of a selfie of him and Joe Biden that's in my story, many other political figures you can see the pictures of. This guy was totally connected. He was working in the U.S. Intelligence Committee. But then we find out the reason that – the second question is, well, if he's so connected, you think the Intelligence Committee would go to bat for him, try to protect him because we want to use this guy in future operations. And what we found out was that was on track. All he had to do to get a simple deal, get $1 million fine, no prison time, was roll on Donald Trump, tell a story that Donald Trump, when he donated $1 million to Donald Trump, Imad Zuberi, that he used foreign money. The problem was Imad Zuberi wasn't willing to lie. He did not use foreign money to make a donation to Donald Trump's inaugural committee. As soon as he wouldn't go along with that statement, prosecutors throw the book, and he went from $1 million fine offer to 12 years in prison and $18 million in fines, which, by the way, is historic for any donor crime case that I've covered in the last 30 years.
So like Mike Flynn, the authorities said, if you tell us what we want to hear, if you give us, manufacture, implicate Donald Trump in this, it's going to be much better for you. But this man refused.
Yeah, because he didn't want to lie, right? He didn't use foreign money. He was adamant about it. And then all of a sudden, they're threatening his wife with prosecution, just like Mike Flynn's son was threatened. And they start throwing all these other cases. Now, let's look at some of the charges and what I learned about him. One of the charges they threatened him with was obstruction of justice, because some of the materials on his computer were erased while he was on Justice Department under Justice Department investigation. What I've been told from my sources, a U.S. government intelligence scrub team went in and did the erasure. That's something that should be clear to the judge, but we don't know about it in public. So he gets threatened with something that someone else did, the intelligence community did, probably to protect his operations. So there's a lot of different things here that as we dig into it, we find out there's a much bigger story here. Now, here's the big thing. I don't think this is going to stay secret much longer. Why?
Because he's appealing, correct?
He is appealing. And guess what lawyer He just happened to land as his new lawyer, the former acting general counsel of the CIA, a guy. When you get that level of help, when you get that level of a lawyer, national security expert, big things are on the way. One of the things I'm working on right now, we know that Ahmad Zuberi was very close to Joe Biden and Joe Biden's body man. Now the question becomes, did he have
You're using Washington speak. What's a body man? Explain to our millions of listeners.
Aide de camp, the aide that's always near the
guy who's always next to the principal.
Always there. Yes. And so we know, I've seen a lot of communications between Ahmad Zuberi and Biden's body man. Now the question is Hunter Biden in this circle? Is Rosemont Seneca in their circle? We're working on some news stories on that right now. But I think we're at the beginning of a tip of a very large iceberg. I think there's going to be a lot more revelations coming out of Ahmad Zuberi's case.
We're out of time. Follow this man, Jay Solomon Reports on Twitter. Bookmark his webpage. We put the five stories on my webpage every single day, top stories, but go to justthenews.com. Last 10 seconds, John. Given your decades of experience, this story has the potential to get even bigger, doesn't it?
I think so. We're going to keep working it, and as we come up with more things, we'll come back on your show, Seb.
Democrat a candidate's being funded by an individual sent to prison for 12 years for using foreign assets, turns up as an intelligence community asset, and then he gets the former CIA chief counsel as his lawyer. This story has legs. God bless you, John. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next, Jason Chaffetz here on America First.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Very kind. Thank you, Mr. President. We are back. Another great patriot fighting for the truth is Mike Lindell, great supporter of this show and Salem Radio. 25 corporations are boycotting him, trying to destroy his MyPillow empire. Please support him. Send the fascistic cancel culture left a message today. Cut out the middleman. Go straight to his website, MyPillow.com. He's got over 100 incredible U.S.-made products, including not just MyPillow, but the latest. I'm so excited. I want mine. They better be at my door when I get home today. The sheepskin slippers with the MyPillow lining. Yes, indeed. Call 800-829-8468. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code GORK. Or 800-829-8468, mypillow.com. Send the left a message. Use promo code Gorka for 60% off. And we support our friends and stick together. One of the friends of this show, it's been far too long since he's been on America First, is former congressman for Utah's 3rd Congressional District with a new book out. It is They Never Let a Crisis Go to Waste. The Truth About Disaster Liberalism. Jason Chaffetz, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. And I get a pair of those slippers, don't I, by coming and joining you on the show,
God,
I hope.
So slick. He is so... Yes, we can get you a pair of slippers. What size do you need and what color? You can have gray, black, or pink.
I'll text you
after the show. You're here to sell a book, not get slippers. Get with the program, Jason.
The slippers sound pretty cool.
I can't wait.
I do have a new book coming out. I spent a year putting it together. They Never Let a Crisis Go to Waste, The Truth About Disaster Liberalism. And it's playing out right now.
Right. The timing couldn't be better. I don't know if you did. I have the galleys in front of me. I don't know if you titled the chapters, but the titles by itself are so illustrative of the situation we're in. I'm just going to read a couple of them, and then we can talk about why you wrote it. The Coronavirus Relief Heist. Fabulous title. Rigging Elections for a Generation. The Real Gun Crisis. A Lockdown on Faith. Chilling Free Speech, and then the penultimate chapter. Oh, the last one is great, The Memory Hole. If you know your Cold War history, you know what The Memory Hole is, but the penultimate one, and I think really what the book is about, an America we don't recognize. Jason Chaffetz, tell us why you sat down to write the book first.
Well, you know what? After 8.5 years in Congress and watching and seeing and being there up close and personal, there is an actual formula to how they pull off these schemes. And, these tricks and these schemes, and it needs to be exposed. People need to see it. And once you digest it, then the picture becomes much clearer. I mean, think about where we are in the first 60 days of the Biden administration. H.R. 1 and how they want to change elections, that didn't happen by just spontaneous combustion. This whole coronavirus relief package, when 91% of it has nothing to do with virus relief or giving people vaccines, that didn't happen by accident. This is something they've been planning for a long period of time. I believe it was highly predictable. That's why we were writing a book about it. And once you see it and get it illuminated, then you understand the trickery that is Washington, D.C.
So let me, first things first, this may be childish, may be naive, but as we're covering HR1 and we're covering the fake COVID relief package here on America First, something kind of just popped into my mind. And tell me if this is the phenomena you're trying to explain to America. What I see with this bill, which 90% has nothing to do with the disease, is I see the swamp buying off everybody who got them elected and who can keep them in power and bailing out those Democrat states that are bankrupt. Is that an oversimplification?
No, I think that's spot on. And so when you start to understand how unions and probably the category that is the most opaque are the not-for-profits.
Yes.
There is so much money now flowing to pay off these union pensions and to make money available. Now they want to go to earmarks and give more money to not-for-profits. This is in part, I believe, how they win elections. I think it's how they move their agenda forward. It's how they bypass the campaign finance laws. It's how they do a lot of other things in with this do-gooder notion out there that really is nefarious if you pull back the cover and see what they're really doing.
Yeah. And let's share with us. Everybody has to get the book. You can order it right now. They never let a crisis go to waste. The truth about disaster liberalism. Let me ask you a technical question first. Is there, I hate conspiracy theories beyond entertainment. I find them amusing. But I have to ask, with your 8 years plus experience in the swamp on Capitol Hill, now a free man again, is there a center of gravity to the depravity, if I could say that? Is there is it the DNC headquarters? Is it the intermeshed, interwoven nonprofits you mentioned? Where is the heart of darkness for everything that you describe in the book?
The heart of darkness is largely personified in Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
Right.
But it radiates out from the beltway of Washington, D.C. There's no accident that the richest zip codes in our country are the suburbs of Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And so it manifests itself in several different areas. Some of them are disjointed and not connected. Some are very brazen about how they do it and what they do. But I really do believe that they have an agenda to fundamentally change the course, the direction of the country, get rid of all the traditions, and they want to bypass and attack the Constitution because they think it's a living, breathing document. And, it's playing out right now with the filibuster push because they want to change the way we do elections and make ballot harvesting the federal law so that it can be done by the Democrats. These types of things just radiate out from the core of Washington, D.C., and there's a very liberal socialist movement that is found on the coast, primarily California, New York, and D.C., Massachusetts, that doesn't respect, understand, or like the rest of America.
Yeah, it is quite remarkable. One of the most shocking things of the last 50 years is how the Democrat Party, predicated on, you know, standing up for the small guy, the worker, the working class, right, has truly become a bi-coastal party of mostly the white elite that doesn't represent anybody who isn't a member of that elite. In fact, looks down on them. He's Jason Chaffetz, very qualified to discuss the swamp as former chairman of the Oversight and Government Reform U.S. Committees in the House. You've got to follow him at Jason in the House on Twitter. The book is They Never Let a Crisis Go to Waste, The Truth About Disaster Liberalism. We will continue the discussion with Jason. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the President of the United States. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on YouTube, available on Rumble. And don't forget, wherever you get your podcasts, to subscribe today. Back after these messages. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by America's Forgotten and Salem Now.
Mr. President, what was your take on Meghan Markle now saying she, meeting with Democrat operatives, she may want to run for president?
Well, I hope that happens, because if that happened, then I think I'd have an even stronger feeling toward running. I'm not a fan of hers.
There you go. It's official. If Meghan Markle runs for president, so is my old boss. Let's hope that happens. That was the president with the superb Maria Bartiromo on Fox News. With us right now, also Fox News contributor Jason Chaffetz, former congressman from Utah's 3rd District, with an amazing new book, They Never Let a Crisis Go to Waste. Jason, I got to ask you, because, you know, you're not still on Capitol Hill. You're not one of these dinosaurs that stayed there for 30 years, 40 years, that would horrify our founding fathers. Why did you run, and why did you leave?
I ran because I wanted to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. I was upset and disturbed by the current representative. I took on a 12-year incumbent Republican back in 2008 and beat him, and then was fortunate enough to serve for 8.5 years. But then I left. I just felt like I had run as hard and fast as I could. My life was out of balance, and I'm not one that believes you need to stay there in perpetuity. It was never intended to be a career. And I buy into this notion that Margaret Thatcher said, which is first you got to win the argument, then you can win the votes. And so to be able to make the transition, do the work with Fox, the books, and the public speaking, it satisfied that itch, and I think this country needs a serious discussion about the direction we're going and how bad socialism truly is.
I truly love that. As somebody who grew up in the UK under Margaret Thatcher, it's not winning the election and then we'll find who we are and communicate it. No, you've got to win the arguments first, and then you can win the election. You said you took on a GOP incumbent. You've written an incredible book on the corruption of the left. How much of a problem is the institutional GOP?
Well, look, they got some severe problems there, too. I mean, it used to be that Republicans meant you were conservative fiscally and that the mantle of fiscal discipline was ours. That's been totally abandoned. And there are people that have been there for decades on end that I think are more part of the problem as opposed to part of the solution. And there are other people that can run, inject their ideas. I look at like a Madison Cawthorn and I look at a Lauren Boebert and some of these other new fresh faces. And I think, yeah, they've got a voice and they've got some energy and we should be listening to them.
Yeah. Let me make it a sharper distinction. Can the GOP be turned? Can it be reformed into an America First MAGA party?
If they want to win, they will. If they want to just be Democrat light, then they're going to sit on the sidelines, show up to vote, and be in the minority. I just think America loves the policies that were instituted by Donald Trump and his administration. But we need to explain it to people. We need to share with them. We need to teach the younger generations on why a conservative approach to life is really more in tune to them now and in the future. And the lies and the spews that have come out of the Democrats about, they just get away with saying things that are just fundamentally not true.
Yeah. There's no crisis on the border, Jason. Did you know that? There is no crisis, and they inherited a mess.
Yes. And yes. I mean, it's just so obscene. It's just absurd. And I'm sure, you know, you fill hours every day pointing out this hypocrisy and all the errors and omissions that they have in their arguments. But I do worry that this younger generation really, if they dove deeper into it, I think they have a libertarian bent to them.
Right.
And I think a conservative approach in the right messaging with the right messengers would bring us to the majority.
It took you a year to write. I got it in my hand. Everybody has to order the book. Last 30 seconds, Jason Chaffetz. What is the thing that shocked you the most or disturbed you the most when you wrote this book?
How concerted of an effort that it is deep-seated, and they're doing things at this very moment at the state, local level, at the federal level, and they're just hoodwinking the national media. And if you understand the formula, it'll shock you. That's why you got to see the trickery that's going on behind the scenes.
You got to see it. He's uncovered it. Buy the book right now. Order it. They never let a crisis go to waste. Or Jason going to get his MyPillow slippers. Follow him at Jason. I don't know if that's going to work, if that deal's going to work, but I thought I'd give it a try. At Jason in the House. God bless. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We're going to have another one of those fighters for freedom with us next. Debbie Lesko, Congresswoman Lesko. But first, Relief Factor. 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. I don't need a script. I don't need talking points. I've lived it now for more than 2 years. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, my lower back pain that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade, was gone, and I'm still pain-free 2 years later. Find out for yourself if it could work for you like it works for Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. That should be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or just call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening. And I promise you, just like Reggie and thousands of others, myself included, you will know by the end of that time if it works for you like it does for us. ReliefFactor.com. Don't wait any longer. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com.
It's very painful for them to leave their country, but when your child is starving, they feel pressured to do something for their children to survive. We have always depended on the listeners because they have never disappointed us in giving donations towards this, because this is not only helping them to survive, it's helping them also to stay happily in their own countries.
Latest figure, fresh today. 565 children are crossing our border illegally every single day, unaccompanied. The tragedy, the human tragedy, 565 every single day in the hands of the coyotes. You can make a difference. Let's help. Let's help feed them where they are so they don't get trafficked. The amazing people from Food for the Poor, that was Angela Loma, you heard there, the vice president, are feeding over a million mouths, hungry mouths, every single day south of the border. You can help that happen. No child should suffer. Please donate any amount today. Go to my website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Click on the Food for the Poor banner. $37 once, just once, feeds a child for 6 months. Make a difference, save a life, save several lives by just making a donation. You can call them on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go to our website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and click on the Food for the Poor banner. God bless you all. Somebody who has a very, very firm and robust opinion on what is happening on the south of the border and along our border is the Congresswoman for the 8th Congressional District of Arizona, Congresswoman Debbie Lesko. Welcome to America First.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be on.
All right. So we're going to talk about a piece that you've written, a fresh piece on what's really happening. But let's tee it up with the Speaker of the House with her description of what's really occurring. This is Video Cut 12, Play Cuts.
Actually, the facts are these. There are more children, about 600-700 more children, unaccompanied children, coming over the border. This is a humanitarian challenge to all of us. What the administration has inherited is a broken system at the border, and they are working to correct that.
Representative Lesko, it's not a crisis. It's not a crisis. It's a challenge. And the mess is something they inherited from the Trump administration. Your reaction?
Well, Pelosi is totally wrong. It is a crisis. And the reason that I know it's a crisis is because I'm hearing from law enforcement and mayors in Arizona. The Yuma, Arizona mayor and sheriff have said there is a total problem down in Yuma, Arizona, which is close to the border. They're releasing hundreds of illegal immigrants into their community, some of them not tested for COVID at all. The Cochise County sheriff in Arizona said the same thing. The federal government is releasing illegal immigrants into their community. They can't handle it. Then just this week, the Gila Bend, Arizona mayor, and that's not even on the border, Gila Bend isn't even on the border, found out that the Biden administration was going to just release a whole bunch of illegals into his small community, didn't give them any information who these people are, if they're kids, if they're adults, if they have COVID, if they've been tested or not. It's a huge crisis. The Arizona Attorney General said that the Biden immigration policies are unconscionable and a total violation of federal law. And it's a crisis. And when Pelosi and the White House press secretary blame the past administration, the Trump administration, it's laughable because everybody knows, including the illegal immigrants, that under Trump, the border was getting secured, and the policies he had did not encourage people to come here, just like the Biden policies do.
So what is the response? What is the answer? If the local authorities, the residents know that this is truly a crisis, whether it's bringing crime, whether it's bringing COVID, the fact that they've stopped construction of the wall, catch and release is back. Is it up to local municipalities? Is it up to governors? What can be done, Congresswoman Lesko?
Well, the mayors and the sheriffs are just overloaded, and they're asking for answers. They said this is a federal government problem, and the federal government needs to fix it. I sent a letter to the DHS secretary on March 8th saying, hey, what are you going to do? Our communities in Arizona are being overrun. Even if you don't look at it from the hurting American citizens and legal residents in Arizona and throughout the nation, his policies, Biden's policies, are incentivizing all of these people to travel thousands of miles, some very young children, traveling by themselves. I mean, can you imagine if you were a U.S. citizen, if you were the father of some child, and you just let your kids travel thousands of miles by themselves, you'd be charged with child abuse.
Yeah.
And your kids would be taken from you. But yet the Biden administration is incentivizing these people to come here. They're being abused by the cartels. I went down to the last time I was at the border, I talked to the sheriff in Yuma County, Arizona, and he showed me a date tree farm where he said he and his officers are called because there's women, illegal immigrant women, that are being raped there. It's right over the river from, you know, Mexico to the United States, and they're being raped there. Girls are being raped. This is a humanitarian crisis, too. It's a national security crisis. We've had reports of people on the terrorist watch list crossing the border. This is a huge problem, and I lay it at the feet of Joe Biden and the Democrats and their lax immigration policies.
As our guest yesterday, Brandon Darby, who's on the border, shared with us, the authorities have identified illegal aliens from more than 70 nations, not Latin American ones, 70 nations coming across into the United States. Congresswoman is absolutely right. This isn't just a humanitarian crisis. It is a national security one. God bless you, Congresswoman. Follow her right now, Rep. D. Lesko. That's L-E-S-K-O, Rep. D. Lesko. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First and the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you're in daily pain, if nothing else has worked, you must try this remarkable product from the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Just listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Pain-free! That could be you. Find out today if this remarkable product could give you the relief that you've been searching for. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You can call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. It costs $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potential liberation from your pain. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Just how bad is it? What's the truth? Well, if you want to know the depth of the depravity, the threat to America, how about a film made by somebody who was pro-illegal immigration, but as she made the movie, she changed her mind and is now vehemently against illegal immigration because of the damage that it does not only to the United States, but to the women, the children, the young girls who are trafficked. That's the story of America's Forgotten, the movie made by the lady we had on our show just last week, Namrata Singh Gujral. You can watch it. You can educate yourself tonight. Get yourself those talking points to convince those who think, well, you know, it's America was built by immigrants, so illegal immigrants, that's just fine. No. Get the ammunition, the rhetorical tools you need by watching America's Forgotten today at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A for extra savings. I finally worked it out. I understand why the Democrats are saying what they're saying. It's not just Nancy Pelosi. It's also Chuck Schumer on The View talking about exactly this issue. Let me explain. But first, let's listen to Chuck. Cut 13.
His view of immigration is not like Donald Trump's, who was nasty, negative, horrible to immigrants. His view is more like your father's view and my view, which is compassionate, but also competent. One of the problems with the Trump administration is they had such incompetence. So they are rolling up their sleeves and working on this. I think it will get better in the next few months. If it doesn't, I will go to them and say, you got to do better. And if they don't, I will be public. But I got to give them a little bit of a chance because they inherited a big, big mess created by Donald Trump, whose views on immigrants, it just turns me off so.
What was the big mess? Why are Democrats saying it was broken? What does that mean, it was broken? When I was in the White House, we didn't have 565 unaccompanied minors cross the border every day. Why is it good? Why is it compassionate to have children, young girls, and adults smuggle across the border? Why is that the fixed version? And when we closed the border, that was the broken version. I just realized this morning. Because the fixed version of the border regime is to have it open. That's what they mean by fixing it. Because that's how they think they're going to get millions of illegal immigrants to vote for them, to be amnestied and to vote for them. We created a mess because we sealed the border to protect you. It's obvious when you realize how evil they are. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Mike Gallagher and Charlie Kirk next.